Hello, everybody. My name is Joe Vargas, and you're listening to My Swift Journey podcast, my adventures of becoming an iOS developer.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Joe. It is Sunday, February 5th, 7:57 p.m. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone have a good week, or is having a great week. It has been a very productive week for me. I hope everyone, again, is doing well, healthy, all that good stuff. I hope everyone's been productive. I really do not have a very structured episode today. It's pretty much just free. I have no notes or anything of that nature. I usually do, but not today. So I'm pretty much just going to, give an update, just give a, just say hi there and hello to everyone. But it was a very an informative week for me, to get a very good insight on how things are done on a more professional level. Again, I usually have a very structured episode where, I have topics for you guys and I have some follow-ups, some, just things of, put in your roadmap on what you should, learn and whatnot. But I do not, not today, not this week. This is episode 5 of season 2. I actually do not have a very clever title for this one, simply because, it was very, it was a very productive week. And the fact that it was a very productive week, it's going to be a very short episode. It's to the point where I do not have a who you should follow. But, just to, put in that, I'm sorry, I don't have that much of a structured episode. It's gonna be a little bit of a, an episode where it's a little bit of everywhere kind of thing. So, but one of the cool things I got to do this week was actually interact with a designer for the company, and it was pretty cool because it's one thing when you tell an iOS developer. If let's put it this way, if you're like putting together a passion project of whatever you want it to be, you can see the app in your mind run, how it looks, how it feels when you tap on this certain button, so on and so forth. That's good because if you're the type of person that like can build it on your own with an Xcode, you don't need to draw it out. You don't need to go in Figma to like draw it out. This is how it's going to look. And when you tap on that button, it's going to go this way, that way. And the button's going to animate this way and that way. That's cool. Like if you don't need that, great. Awesome. But, there's going to be some times where, you may run into, a company, a client that's going to be like, hey, look, this is how we like it to look like. And when you tap on this button, you know, it goes to this screen, that screen, so on and so forth. Cool. You're going to run into those kind of clients and companies, you know, and, you know, in a way, that's kind of, you know, what I did, you know, this past week, you know. And the most awesome part about it was, like, I don't know if I was under challenged or what. And but the way he drew it out, I was like, something that I can thankfully design in a matter of minutes. It probably took this poor designer an hour or two, you know, to like put together. And I managed to complete the UI design and everything in a matter of minutes. And it was awesome because I've always wondered, I've always been intrigued, like, you know, I know UI designers, UX people, they like to have pixel perfect design to how things should look and everything. And I was like, I remember reading these types of incidents. I was like, oh, I hope I do not run into anybody like that who likes pixel perfect kind of things. But here I am. I got a link to an internal Figma account to where they wanted me to have access to. And I clicked on the link, created a Figma account for the client, and here I am faced with like some drawings, some schematics on how my builds application should look. Because in the last episode, I had just mentioned that me and the lead engineer, we just talked to the lead designer. And so he finally got back to us this past week. And, you know, here I am. Okay, I see his designs and everything. And like, they're great. Awesome. Professional. Fabulous. Awesome looking designs and the way it should look. Because we actually got to talk to him. We told him on how this is what it is. This is a dashboard. This is, you know, the way it's supposed to look. Preliminary, like, this is supposed to, like, show us the data right off the bat when the app loads and all that. And he came back to us with these awesome-looking designs. The dashboard itself was, like, even better than what I put together and just playing around or what I know of SwiftUI. And I really liked it. I was like, oh, that, it was challenging, honestly. It was a challenging process, and I put it together. And it was, the thing is, based on what he put on the design, like the kind of data that we wanted to portray, it wasn't aligned to what we were getting from the API. But, you know, that I cleared it up with the lead SwiftUI engineer, because he's the one that put together the back end to what we're going to show on the actual app. And once I drew out the app what the designer had in mind, what he provided us, once I put it, you know, in SwiftUI and, you know, compiled and everything, like, I never thought I could ever dream that it was going to be almost one-to-one looking. But it was. It was, thankfully. And it all comes down to how much effort, you put into working with Swift UI, how much you put in working with Swift. Like, you have a, it's a challenge I can throw out to you right now, whoever's listening. If you can get an image from a designer and say, hey, I know these are the components of iOS. I know they're embodied. They're inside Xcode. And, you know, based on these components, you can put it, put this together in iOS, particularly in Swift UI. You know, like, I challenge you to, like, challenge yourself to, like, the most complex UIs in Swift. Challenge yourself to, like, put it together in Swift UI. And you know what? What could be your motivation would be Instagram or Swift. I'm sorry, Twitter, you know, or Facebook or WhatsApp. Like, look at those apps that you use on a daily basis and try and mimic the same design within Swift UI or UIKit if you're learning UIKit. But try and challenge yourself to, like, design it within Swift. Using UIKit or Swift UI. That's a challenge right there. Never mind the logic that goes behind it, but put it together. Put it together in Swift UI or UIKit, because the logic, you could take your time in figuring it out and putting it together. But if you can put together a UI in Swift within a few minutes of when the designer gave it to you, that says a lot. That says a lot upon your character and your knowledge of the framework of Swift UI and UIKit. I'm very blessed and grateful and thankful that I was able to mess around with how dynamic Swift UI is, because that framework is changing on a yearly basis because Apple is just tweaking and tweaking and tweaking it so often that you have to keep up with the modifiers and all the views within it. Whatever we got now in Swift UI, you know, it's going to change. It could change. It has the potential to change, you know, by June. Okay? Like, when they announce the next, you know, Swift and its libraries. Like, it has the potential to change, because they're very adamant about everyone adopting Swift UI. And I get it. So the app you built today, like, it's January. I'm sorry. It's February right now. It's February. 4 to 5 months from now, the modifiers and everything baked into Swift Swift UI, it could all change. You know, it could be deprecated to, like, something else, but you have to be prepared for that. And that's okay, because Swift UI is an evolving framework. And as developers, we have to be as dynamic as the framework you're building on. So, like, I cannot stress that enough to you all. Again, it's been a productive week to the point where like I've been putting this My Build app together. The week actually went a little too fast for my taste. It was I guess I'm still trying to get adjusted to what I'm familiar with of working these 14 days on, 14 days off. Like I try and wake up and you know, work on the app for like 9 hours a day. And I get stuck on a few things and I had to like figure it out on my own, you know, and I choose to on my own. I see a lot of dialogue going on within the chats with the other iOS developers. And I just not that I'm like afraid or, you know, against putting questions out there that I have when I'm having a problem, but I like figuring things on my own. This is how I have always done it. whether I Google search it or I find it on Stack Overflow, this is how I have mentally trained myself to find solutions to my own problems and figure it out. And after all, SwiftUI, it is a young framework. Somebody out there might have had the same vision of to complete this, and they ran into issues, and they came back with you know, their issue and a certain particular error or resolution to what they were trying to build. But you know, that's what it is when you're dealing with a young framework. And since SwiftUI is a young framework that my company is you know, gung-ho about, is very adamant about, this is the way it is. And I just love that it's SwiftUI, and it works. It does work in production. You know, you just got to be like very patient with it. And that's what I have been trying to do. And like I said, this episode is pretty much just an update of what I've been trying to do lately. Again, I don't have that much of an update. I did make strides what I'm working with. So I finally, like I, you know, probably mentioned this in the previous episode, I finally got the API response, and I conformed the model to it, and I was able to display some live data to the front end. There's just a few tweaks that I have to adjust, and as far as some actual, you know, building a detail view for every runner that gets queried, that's a work in progress. Because of me having to refactor the model and the front end of the main view, I had to you know, hold off on creating a detailed view of the actual runner. So the actual detail view that I'll be building, I'm holding off until this upcoming week. So again, this is non-scriptive episode as it can be. Like I usually have you know, a script, some bullet points and all that to go through to tell you all. This is just like on the fly kind of thing. So again, I just it was a productive week, I assure you. And I hope to like make some time to jot down some bullet point notes for this coming week. I hope that it's going to be as productive as it was this past week, but not too productive where I cannot write any some show notes for you guys. So, again, this is going to be a very short episode. I do appreciate everyone who has tuned in and listened. It speaks volumes to me, like when I see the numbers of how many people are listening. And I hope you all continue to listen. I hope everyone are enjoying the episodes. It blows my mind. It blows my mind on how the numbers are going up of how many listeners. I guess because I'm bringing more insight on how it is on the professional level, and I'm doing my best on bringing you that type of content. And again, if you all have any suggestions on what you want to me to bring to the table, please share that. And to get in touch with me are within the episode details. It's all there for you to reach out to me. So until next time, please, y'all, keep striving, keep building that portfolio. If you have any questions, if you get stuck on any type of code, again, you'll have my contact information. There's no excuse. Reach out to me, okay? And I will try my best to help you out. So until next time, be good to yourselves, good to your neighbors. Happy coding.
Hi everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode. If this episode brings you any value, do leave a review, and if you have time, a comment. Your feedback is greatly appreciated and will help me produce future episodes. If you'd like to leave me a voice message, which I would greatly look forward to, head over to anchor.fm/myswiftjourney, click on the message button, and record away. I look forward to your messages. Happy coding.